You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Just intro'd by the bloody breakfast host, no less. Look at that.
Welcome, Kirsten.
Hello, Kristen. Hello. All of those.
Kirsten or Kristen?
I have many personalities, but I usually go by Kristen.
Kristen.
That'll have to do then.
Kristen.
That'll do. Or Sassy.
Thank you so much for filling in once again on this Cocktail Corner situation that we try to do every week mostly because of our selfish needs, but usually because a sponsor does it.
Hey. Who doesn't enjoy a cocktail on a Thursday?
Yeah, anytime. That's why I started volunteering here.
No. We'll take it.
True
we
story.
Will take it. Whatever it takes to get people to BFM, really.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, when Liquor King were doing it, they came in and made a, I don't know what sort of drink this is, but it's the pink gin, the Gordon's pink gin, Prosecco, and I think he probably did it with lemonade.
This pink gin is off the chain. It's Gordon's premium pink distilled gin, and it is very much pink.
It's a beautiful color.
It smells like raspberry.
Looks like sunset in spring.
It's freakishly like, yep, just easy peasy. It's kind of, it has like a real kind of like fancy Kool-Aid smell about it.
But when Eddie made it,
oh, yeah,
he mentioned that a good alternative for the lemonade, because he made it with Sprite.
Okay.
And he was like, look, we've got some stuff, which is like a watermelon and mint. I don't know, is it a soft drink? Yes.
Soda pop.
It's hopped. Yeah, this stuff is fancy.
Hopped watermelon and mint soft drink, and he was like, this is your next move, and that just sort of stuck in my brain, and I was like, well, why not this watermelon?
But you completely
cocktail.
Forgot how to make the cocktail, and you've
forgot how to make the cocktail. But I was like, I've got the key three ingredients. I actually went and got them.
So where
I was
did you get like, Kristen, okay. You got some strawberries there.
Yeah, we have. I have a garnish.
Where
I know.
Where did you get them from?
We got them from New World.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
it's good to know. They look fucking great. Like, that's a good batch of strawberries.
And they're not from. Oh, well, I can't say. I think they're from.
Well,
Australia.
Maybe don't say.
Yeah.
Don't say.
Okay.
Don't say. Don't
they're
say.
From New World on
that's
Queen
great.
Street. So shout out to them. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Metro New World.
We're so fancy in the metro.
It is fancy. There's a lot of escalators in that New World.
It's quite a spot.
Now, what sort of drink are you making us?
What the hell's going on?
Talk us through it.
All right. So if you say watermelon, I say let's not use the lemonade. Let's use the watermelon, and let's do a little experiment.
Okay.
Because this is the best. This I like this. I like
Are you
kinda,
about to pop that motherfucker?
I am. So I'm gonna pop the Prosecco.
Pretend like someone won the race real quick.
I forgot that Prosecco has like a champagne style cork.
It does, and we pop it responsibly.
Aim it at Big Hungry.
Oh, my freaking eyes.
Yeah.
Great
Isn't
pop.
That the best sound in the world?
Shit.
So, but we're going to start with the pink gin. So we're going to give it a little bit of pink gin. So you want to do maybe...
It pink.
Maybe about 50 mils of pink gin, mm-hmm. and then half of Prosecco,
yes.
and then 50 mils of the watermelon.
Ah, there we go.
Okay.
You've got it. And so this is going into a chilled wine glass with some
strawberries.
Okay.
Yeah. This is perfect for... like for the races, or for stag parties.
Have we figured out what the worst type of racing is? Is it dogs or horses?
I think it's Black Friday.
I've got
shopping.
That is a race, actually. We don't really have that in New Zealand, though. You're obviously from the US. So.
I've got a certificate on my wall from when I won a snail race at Silverdale Primary.
Did you?
Yeah, came first place. I don't have the snail anymore.
That's not very fair, though, you racing against snails.
I see what you
like,
did there.
Like, that was a...
No, you put the snails in on a spot, and then you draw a big circle around them.
Oh.
And I think, I've got a funny feeling you, like, make the circle tasty or something, so it's got something to race towards.
Oh.
How many of the snails just eat, like, the paper or whatever they're racing on?
Well, I actually remember that it took really long. Like, it was like, oh, man, these are snails, you know? Probably could have brought it in, like, a half a foot. It was an awkward amount of time. Anyway, I got the win. That's the main thing, so...
You did.
Great learning up at Silverdale.
I got the W.
Silverdale.
Primary. Sorry, Chris and I. Every once in a while, I have to just set John right because he just drifts off. You know. Oh, what have you done? You've made two drinks. I didn't even. Okay, shit. There's stuff
I'm
in the glass.
I'm good like that. I'm like a secret weapon.
Okay.
I turn around
not
and like.
Not so secret.
It's Fantastic. Here you go. Okay, so try these and see if we got the ingredients okay.
Smelling your one first, Joe.
Oh, that's yours? Okay. Oh, you got to try it before before he does to make sure it's not poisonous. Is
it
that?
It smells good. I'm the canary in the cave. I am wearing a nice bright skip travel shirt.
I do want to comment you on your outfit today. It is quite fashionable.
Thanks, Skip, for the sponsorship. Oh, yeah, someone's coming with a hot take. Worst race? Human race. Boom!
Kapow!
BFM listenership coming in with a singer.
All right. All right, Johnny, it has two of your faves.
This is great. It's nice and dry. This is like a sweet. I forgot. It's that combination of sweet and dry.
Wait, is my strawberry like a little bit bruised? I think it might be.
Is it like your ego right now?
No, here but I'm worried go, about... Here you go, sweetie. Sometimes a bruised strawberry is like the worst thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No doubt. I tried to cut it all out.
Okay.
This is delicious. This is like...
What's going on here? We got the gin
Cheers,
in here.
Cheers, fellas.
We got the watermelon and a little bit of strawberry. I don't know if I needed the strawberries.
You just... Thanks for the feedback.
And then you doubled
We're
down.
We're feedbacking all over here today. Thanks, Big Hungry. It's okay. You can take them out. So with or without strawberries, they're really just for... That's really the original, the pink gin spritz, which is what you made last time, right, with the lemonade?
I think, I know there's no Prosecco in this, but I think it would, is there Prosecco?
No, there is.
Oh, that's
yeah, do you want
like,
some more?
No, I don't like Prosecco.
Yeah, you don't
like
it.
It's the white wine,
yeah.
It's a sparkling white wine.
I didn't see that going. I heard it pop and I was real excited, but.
I think you were concentrating on the snail.
There's no concentrating.
The snail mail.
Good, tell my story.
Johnny, what do you say? Does it give you enough watermelon and enough Prosecco to get through it?
I think this would be. This is like the
Where's
perfect.
Where's the tennis on?
This is a hot sunny afternoon.
Yeah, this is tennis.
You got like, you just want to have like two drinks.
Main
to start
court.
Off. Like this is exactly what you start with.
Yep.
It's kind of like you're at an engagement party or like say
tennis.
You're at the tennis.
You're at the tennis.
It's scorching hot and you're like, yep, give me some of that.
Plus it's pink, so it looks really classy.
Give me some of that pink stuff.
In the chinos, as you do.
So,
Big
so
you're wearing chinos today.
You're probably not allowed to take. Do you have to wear a collared shirt when you go to the tennis?
No.
It depends. Like same with
golf. Yeah.
It depends on where you go and what the rules are.
Okay. So yes.
Yeah. So err on the side of dressing up a little bit better.
Okay.
All right. Always show up, suit up, and follow up.
Okay.
Speak up.
Just big up, man. Cheers, this is a lovely drink. What are we calling it?
I'll call it the 95 BFM Spritz.
It is a little bit pink. A little
what
bit
do you think? What do you think about the watermelon
so
as opposed
red.
To the lemonade? What do you think?
I like it because, you know, the lemonade would make it a little bit more tart.
Mm.
And that's okay, too. Some people like that whole, you know, the sweet and tart.
Mm.
This, I think, and watermelon is not too sweet. I think it gives it a little bit of it braces it so that it doesn't go over the edge.
You know what we should do? We should make a cocktail with arepa. A brain drink cocktail, John. Think about that.
Yeah, we do have a little campaign starting for arepa.
Keen.
Got something happening next week.
Next week we should try and if we don't have someone doing Cocktail Corner that isn't you, Kristen.
I'm already prepared.
We should probably do the arepa.
Too late.
Arepa 2.0 in the glass bottle.
What would be good with arepa? Some port.
Some of those... good health brain power pills as well.
Oh, yeah.
The perfect
Double
combination.
Down. Double down.
Double on the brain power.
Shelve two of them and have an arepa cocktail and you're away for the weekend.
But that is a lot for a Thursday night. Like, your show on Thursday is, like, over the top,
Look,
right? There's so much going on.
Well, not really. We're just doing this at the moment.
Yeah. This is good.
Oh, I'm
this
sorry. That's very zen. Live in the moment with our 95 BFM Spritz.
You know, it's getting better. This is getting better.
I'll say
that much.
Mm.
I'm a tough critic, I know that, and I do appreciate you coming in.
It's got everything
but
you want.
I have to have my beliefs as well.
I love it.
It's important.
That pushes me to find something that you're going to like and that you're going to like. Mm. That's the ultimate, right?
Well, mostly me, but
it's
definitely important that John likes stuff as well, I think, from time to time. Pretty keen to hit that. I think that's us, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Kristen. Thanks very much. I think Gordon's pink gin is the hero in this one.
Mm.
People should check it out. It's rad. It is like, it's a good drink.
Also, that
it's
hops,
something for
watermelon
everybody.
And mint. That's
yeah,
good.
Everyone knows that they're good, though. Everyone knows Bundaberg's good.
Right.
Everyone knows everything's good.
And you, but you won't feel bad about drinking a pink drink, right?
I'm chucking that on the rocks with a little bit of that watermelon drink, and the Prosecco can stay in the car.
Mm.
Okay. Well, we'll drink it. Johnny and I will drink it.
All right, you guys.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers. Right,
cheers. Bless up, everyone. Take it easy out there.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.